This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the Tog Republic podcast, a weekly chat with Carolina Guzik about all things marketing. Some episodes are short tips that you can implement in your business right away, while others are in-depth conversations with industry leaders. Whether you're a new photographer searching for some knowledge or an established professional with years of experience, Carolina offers fresh and innovative advice that can help you transform your photography business.
This episode is sponsored by The Art of Pinning, a self-paced Pinterest class for wedding and lifestyle photographers. If you are having a hard time driving traffic into your website, or SEO is overwhelming you, or the people that are visiting your website are not the kind of visitors, aka they're not converting into clients, then this class is for you. You can find more information at www.thetogrepublic.com/Pinterest, or just follow the link in the notes. Now, enjoy this episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Tog Republic. I am Carolina Guzik, your host, and today this is a solo episode, and I'm going to be talking about systems. Now, I wanted to record this podcast because I just started my BC season. I mean, not just, like, in October, my BC season started, but this past week was absolutely shenanigans, madness, insane. I was busy pretty much every single day, and if it wasn't because I have a good set of systems put in place, I would have probably be today, Monday, crying in a corner because I would probably be super overwhelmed with the amount of work that I have to do. Now, just because I have systems doesn't mean that I don't have to do the work. Obviously, I do, but the systems are here to support me, to support my business, to support my well-being. So I thought that this was going to be a very interesting conversation to share with all of you. Now, the first thing that I want to start is you need to have systems in place to welcome new clients into your business. Obviously, we are all in the business of photography, and for us to continue to make an income, we do need to have constant clients. So one of the most important things that you need to set up on your business is the onboarding of new clients, or just actually how you receive inquiries, because everything makes a difference. Every single little thing is going to create impact on your business, either positive or negative. And we want to make sure that we are creating positive impact in our business and with the relationships that we're building with our clients and friends or vendors. So one of the most important things to do is what's happening on your website. Is your website performing well? So when new people arrive to your brand, is your website converting? Is your website telling the right story? Is your website hitting those, you know, pain points that your client or your future client has? All this is going to be important because obviously if your website is doing all of this, then you're going to move them to the next step, which it will be a contact form. Now, this is really important, and I've heard so many people throughout the years having difficulties with their contact forms. Maybe it's not connected. Maybe it's not triggering. Maybe the emails are disappearing. I don't know. So many things I've heard that happen. So it is really important that you check your contact form somehow often to make sure that it is working. I have an idea of how many inquiries per month I receive. Now, last month was lower than what I am used to receiving. So the first thing that I checked was like, is my contact form actually working? So when something like this happens, I contact at least 5 different people in 5 different cities, and I just ask them to please fill out the contact form. So I want to make sure that I am receiving those emails. If those emails are coming through, then I move to the next step to fix. But it is really important. I read so many times on Facebook groups and people said like, oh my God, I didn't know that my contact form wasn't working and I just missed on these opportunities because I just realized that I had 5, 6, 7, even 10 inquiries from like last month that I never saw. So super important that system is put in place and that is working. Now, obviously after that, there is other systems that you need to have in place, you know, like scheduling discovery calls or sending emails, sending contracts on time. And I know a lot of you might heard me said that I don't use a CRM system. Now, I don't use it not because I don't think that it's useful. I think that is 100% useful and good for your business. I don't use it because I started my business almost 12 years ago. And when I started my business, I created the systems that still work for me today. However, if in the future those systems, you know, like if I outgrow them or something like that, and I need a CRM, then definitely I will move forward with that. There are so many people out there that are really good at setting up CRMs, are teaching CRMs. So I'm going to link to some of my favorites here on the notes. I have actually done episodes here on the podcast about CRM systems. So there is so much value on them. And if you are on the fence or if you have actually subscribed to one CRM but haven't done all the setup, because you do need to do a lot of like work to get them set up. Once you have them set up, you know, it's the machine goes by itself. But you do need to spend some time setting up. Please make sure that you set the time to do so. Doesn't matter if you're paying for the subscription, if it's not, you know, working for you. So make sure that if you have subscribed to a CRM, that you have put aside time to make sure that you have done all the work that you need to do for the system to be in place and support you. Now, the next thing that I want to talk about is systems that are not softwares. And by systems, I mean like actual support. I have a fantastic group of fellow photographers here in South Florida that we can count on each other. This week, as I mentioned, was really, really busy, and I had the opportunity to work with some amazing photographers that were able to second shoot with me. So it is really important that you think of your systems not only, again, as the softwares that are on your computer, but also as the people that you surround yourself with. Without my amazing second shooters, I couldn't do the job that I do. They are really the heroes of the story here. They really show up for me in ways that I have not enough words to like thank them. It's really amazing. And I'm so glad that I'm in this point in my life when like the people that I get to work with are so talented, so professional. They carry the name of my brand as if it was their own. And this is something that I really wish for all of you to have. But I didn't get here by coincidence, right? I get here because I work a lot. I network a lot. I talk to a lot of people. I want to get to know people. And when they are working under my brand or my name, I also allow them to be themselves. I allow them to be creative. I allow them to, you know, explore. You know, for me, a second shooter is not only there to get the safe photos. I want them to, you know, to also to have fun at a wedding. Because if they are enjoying the time that they're working with me, the next time that I ask them to, you know, help me out, most likely they're going to say yes. Right? If you are not treating your second shooters with respect, with even admiration and support and all that, it's going to be really difficult for you to find people that show up for you. So that is actually super important. For me, those are the systems that are really, really crucial because yes, I can deal with the emails, I can deal with like the editing and all that, but I do need support in case that something happens, in case that I need help, in case that I need, you know, somebody to show up for me. I want to make sure that I have a good group of fellow photographers that are going to show up for me the same way that I show up for them if they need me, okay? So super important, work in those connections. If you are wondering, okay, Carolina, but how do I do that? Start small. There's so many local photography groups. There's so many networking events that you can attend. You just have to leave your shyness at home. You might think that I'm an extrovert, and I think I'm like what it's called extrovert, introvert. Like I am both. I am sometimes extremely introverted. Sometimes I'm extremely extroverted, but I do get nervous, you know, at the beginning when I didn't know anybody in my city and I was like showing up to networking events by myself, like the new kid at a school. But you have to push through those fears. You have to push through those moments of being uncomfortable, because the only way to connect with people in your industry that is going to be memorable and long-lasting is in person. Yes, social media is fantastic and you can start there, but nothing is going to beat actual relationships. And for those relationships to flourish, you have to show up, you have to go to networking events, you have to be extremely gracious and grateful when you work with other people. So I talk about how to share galleries to vendors. I have talked about how to hire good people that can be good second photographers. I have all this content here on the podcast, so just go back a couple of episodes and find them, because this is truly what is going to be really, really crucial for your business. Now, then we have the other systems in place that are going to help us don't be burnout and don't miss our deadlines. And I'm going to talk about two companies that maybe by now you are green on the face to hear me talk about these companies. You might be saying, Carolina, again? And the reason why I keep talking about this is because every single time I talk to a new photographer, they're like, oh, I didn't know that these companies existed, even though I talk about them all the time. So, hey, repetition is the art of, you know, success. So what I'm going to talk about today is AfterShoot for calling images and Imagine for editing my images. Now, without these two softwares, I would be really in shambles, because this week I photographed close to almost 30,000 images I have. So imagine just the thought of having to manually cull 30,000 images. I can't. Like, I would be literally... This is how people really burned out, because they're like, the mountains seem so big that they're like, I'm going to avoid it. I'm not going to do it. And when you avoid something, you know, it becomes worse, right? Because then you miss your deadlines. Then you have clients that are upset at you. Then you're overwhelmed. And it's like this crazy roller coaster that you can get off. So these systems really help me stay in track. So let me kind of like walk you through my process and how do I do it. On a wedding day or family session day or any event that I photograph, as soon as I get home, I don't care how tired I am. It could be a 10-hour wedding. When I get home, I am exhausted, I'm hungry, I want to take a shower. But before I do any of that, the first thing that I do is I download all the images into my computer. I copy them into two external hard drives. And on top of that, my computer is synced to Backblaze, so all my files are now uploaded into the cloud. I want to make sure that I have all my backups in place just in case that something happened. And believe me, something will happen, because something had happened to me like twice in my career. External hard drives have been corrupted, and thanks to the cloud, I have been able to recover all my files. So make sure that you are saving your files several times in different locations. Make sure of that. So as soon as I do that and my galleries have been downloaded and obviously put into my computer, the next thing that I do is immediately, the same night, I don't care how tired I am, I open AfterShoot, I upload. This is literally one click. I don't have to wait for anything. I select my folder and I push a start calling and I go and take a shower, eat, go to bed. I don't take a look at my computer anymore for the night. The next morning when I woke up, I do have an email from AfterShoot saying that they have called my wedding. So for example, one of the weddings that I photographed this week, it was 7,352 images in total. That's a lot of images. And I don't care if you tell me that you call super fast. I used to call super fast manually. I used to do it so fast. But it would take me weeks to get to those images, right? Because I would come home, upload them to my computer, and then be like, oh, I'm gonna wait until Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday of next week to start calling those images. Now I skip all those days because with AfterShoot. Anyways, back to this. So when I received my email, I open it and it say that my calling has been done and that now I have a little bit over 2,000 images selected. Now, I know in my mind that still 2,000 images is a lot. I want to do a tighter call. So now I go into AfterShoot and manually I take a look at all the images and I remove the ones that I don't have, that I don't need, or remove the ones that are duplicate, what have you. I do a tighter call. But instead of spending hours doing that, now this is taking me, you know, 10% of what before I was doing, right? Before I was doing 100% time calling. Now what I'm doing manually is just 10%. So this has improved, obviously, the way that I do business, because once again, instead of waiting days to sit at my computer and manually call over 7,000 images from a wedding, now I only have to sit through maybe 2,000 images, do a really faster call to finalize my details. So this has really helped me a lot because I know that I have now five galleries from this last week that have been already pre-called. I just have to do a final calling. I know I can do that in one sitting, in one day, and get all this done. So absolutely amazing. I highly recommend it. Once again, obviously the program isn't perfect, but it is really, really damn good. So if I went from, again, 100% of my time doing calling manually now to only spend 10%, I take that any day, anytime, because I really love it. I think that they do an amazing work. So that's the first thing. That's AfterShoot. I'm going to put a link on the notes. And also there is a code. You can use it for free, I believe, for up to a month. Don't quote me on that. Sorry. Again, I worked the whole week. My brain today is toast. But either way, there is a code just in case that you want to subscribe to it. There is a code on the notes so you can use it to get a 10% discount. Now, the second company that I use that I love is Imagine. Imagine is an AI editing program. So I have spoken about this in the past. Also, I even had the people from Imagine here on my podcast to talk about the program. But to give you kind of like the executive points of the conversation is, it is not a human being editing your photos. It is a software. It is the computer editing your photos. This is not a copy paste also kind of like situation. The software, the system learns how you edit because you have to submit at a minimum 5,000 images. They learn how you edit, and then when you upload your images, the computer edits it for you in record time. When I'm talking about record time, I'm saying that if I upload about 1,000 images from a wedding, within 5 minutes, my images are done edited. I just need to open my catalog and once again, revise. Make sure that everything looks good. But once again, if I'm looking at 100% of my time that I was spending to manually edit all these photos, and now I'm using a system that is doing 90% of that work, and I only have to manually do maybe 10%, that is time, that is effort, that is energy that I don't need to put into my business. I have systems that support me, and this not only support me so like I can deliver images on time, so I can focus on designing albums, so I can have time to go out and network with people, or just time to relax, time to enjoy my family, time to sit down and don't feel overwhelmed because it's busy season and I have 15, you know, either weddings or family sessions on my queue waiting to be delivered, and I cannot leave my house for a second because I need to be there doing all the work. No, now I have systems that help me and I feel so supported. So once again, this week I work Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The only day that I have off was Wednesday because apparently it was supposed to be a hurricane that never happened. So here I was. So anyways, I work all those days. Today is Monday, and although I'm a little bit tired, I am not 100% beat up. most importantly, mentally, my headspace, I know that the systems are working for me and that what I need to do is 100% doable within my time limit that I have given to my clients. And on top of that, I'm gonna have enough time to take care of myself, of my body, my family, and all that good stuff. So friends, I highly recommend that you take a look at these companies. The majority of them, you can use them for free for like a tryout. Like, I'm gonna put a link here on the notes that you can use for Imagine, where you can edit 1500 images for free. And then you can see the pricing, which is 100% affordable, and you can see how these systems can actually help your life. I was super stubborn at the beginning. I'm like, nobody can do it better than I can, which is such a lie, because obviously other people and other systems can do it 1,000 times better than what I do. But once I went over that kind of like mindset and I allow help in my business, I don't have to do it all myself. Once you allow yourself that grace and you can see the technologies that are out there and the opportunities, you can, you know, get your business ready. You can still love what you do without being burned out and overwhelmed. All right, friends, this is all for today, because you know what? I want to go and enjoy my free time today. I work really hard this week and I want to go and relax, but I didn't want to leave you without a podcast episode. So here I am showing up for all of you. One last thing, we have the Wedding Photography Summit coming up next week. This is going to be November 21st and 22nd. This is a global event. You can join from your computer. You don't have to be present for that. It's going to be 10 speakers. I am going to be one of the speakers. I'm talking about Pinterest. So please come join us. This is going to be really good for your business. Tickets start at $7. So super, super affordable. And I can't wait to connect with you. Also, if you love my podcast, if you listen to them, give me a shout out on social media. Share with your friends. Slide into my DMs. I want to hear from you. I want to thank you personally for listening to this. Alrighty, this is all for today. Thank you so much for you. I'm grateful for your attention. I'm grateful that you're here, and I'll see you next week with another solo episode or maybe a guest. Until next time, ciao.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. For more info about marketing tips for photographers and show notes, please visit thetogrepublic.com. If you enjoyed today's show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. Want even more? Join our marketing community group. Just search for the Tog Republic group on Facebook. Until next week.